apply, it's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
You are number one North Huron Warrior fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Great rates, superior service, and local people you can count on. Everyone at Finan and Schmidt Insurance Agency supports area athletes and hope you enjoy the game. For a no obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
Lakers 44, North Huron 36 when all things were said and done here in Kindy, Michigan. Let's go through your individual scores. First for the North Huron Warriors, Nick Reske ended the game with 12 points. He had two threes in the fourth quarter to help kickstart things here for the Warriors on their little bit of a comeback in the second half. Dustin Seaman had 9 points. He came alive, and 7 of his 9 were in the second half. Kyle Case with 7 points, 5 of the 7 in the second half. Matt Kaczynski with 5 points, and Brandon Moore with 3 points. As a team, in the second half, they shot 5 for 9 from the free throw line for 55.5%, but couple that with a 1 for 6 effort in the first half, they were 6 for 15 for 40% from the charity stripe overall in this game. For the Lakers, after the first quarter, they led by 9-7. At halftime, it was 20-11. After three, they extend that lead to 10 points, 32-22. In the final score, they won by 8 points, 44-36. Evan Kaczynski with 2 points, Nick Post with 12 points, and fouled out, Kyle Binder with 6 points, Dominic Guardian with 5 points, and he went 1 for 6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Jared Schutte with 7 points, Steve Kaczynski missed 2 free throws, and Paul Zwemmer ended the game with 11 points and fouled out about halfway through the fourth quarter. As a team, in the second half, they didn't shoot any free throws in the third quarter. They were 4 for 15 from the fourth quarter for 26.6%. Couple that with a 7 for 10 in the first half, they were 11 for 25 for 44% from the free throw line in this game. John?
For the Lakers, they started out the night with some shooting woes, as did the North Huron Warriors. But they picked it up in the second half. In the third quarter alone, 4 for 11, 36%, and then 4 for 12, 33% in the fourth quarter. 8 for 23, 34% for the second half. If you take the entire game and add it to the first half, 14 for 52, 27%. It was enough to win. For the North Huron Warriors, they're going to go ahead and go home tonight and say, you know, we had an opportunity, and it was there. What they shot was 6 for 15 in the third quarter, 40%. They were making a run, and then they put up a lot of shots, and if a few would have fell, that would have been a different ball game. 4 for 17, 23%, 10 for 32, 31% for the second half. Combined with the first half, 15 for 57, 26%. They're gonna dream about this one tonight, or maybe a few more punchkeys, one of the two.
So North Huron as a team shot 26%.
North Huron 26%.
And what was Lakers?
27%. That's how close it was.
Crazy how all the numbers work together when all's said and done. You know, John, it's really interesting to see this team, especially with Lakers coming off, you know, on their up-and-down season. We saw them upset Cass City and USA in their home gym. And now here on the road, they take care of North Huron. But, yeah, they won by 8, but it seemed like it was just hard-fought 8 points.
Well, how do they do it at home? What I saw was that they took care of the ball. They tempoed it down. They understand that they're only going to get so many shots at the hoop. And if they could go ahead and shorten the game, they could eliminate a lot of possibilities for their opposing team. That's how Cass City ran out of time. That's exactly how USA ran out of time. And remember, during those games, Lakers built themselves an 8 to 9 point lead, and they maintained it. Now, tonight they had a 8-9 point lead for the most of the time. But what was happening was that North Huron was coming after them and coming after them and coming after them and making them play their game. What the Lakers would do would come down to the one side of the court. They would go ahead and take a shot, probably a shot they didn't want to take, instead of tempoing it down, taking the clock off a little bit. And North Huron was getting their opportunities going down the court, and basically controlling the tempo. I think Lakers is probably a better tempo down kind of team and control kind of team, especially when I take a look at the yeoman's work that Jared Schutte does out there. He is really making some nice passes out there, setting up his teammates. And Nick Post going underneath or finding the open area in the top part of the key. Gosh, they look awful good. They've got a pretty good outside game with some supporting cast, some complimentary players. I think that's their game if they stumble onto it again. But when they try to push at the ball like they were doing tonight, it seemed like they were out of control and they were playing into North Huron's hands.
Lakers now get 500 at 7-7 overall, and 3-3 they get back to league play and their next game here. And then North Huron now is at 9-6 overall, and they're 8-3 in the Stripes division of the NCTL. Your leading scorers tonight for Lakers with 12 points was Nick Post, and he fouled out at the end of the game, and 12 points for North Huron as well, Nick Gretzky, and he fouled out as well for the Warriors. Tonight's game broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Knights Insurance Agency, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the thumb, Pigeon IGA, Kohler Propane, More Motor Sales of Carroll, Farmers Cooperative Grain Company in Kindy, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, and Fine Schmidt Insurance Agency. This game broadcast was a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights were reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the subscriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. Cellular transmissions of broadcast carried by Thumb Sailor, Talk of the Thumb. We'll see you next time. That's on Monday, the 18th, USA at Harbor Beach. In the meantime, go green.